And you can say that that's because of cultural reasons. You can say it's because of genetic reasons. You can say it's because of a combination of both. We don't know the answer to that question. But where Dick and I guess, would draw our line in the sand and say we think the data are quite clear on this is that the wiggle room for this difference has proved to be small. It's proved to be a very intractable difference that has not responded to a lot of attempts to narrow it. And at the time we wrote the book on the race chapter, when we talked about what had been a narrowing in the 70s and 80s, but we also saw that narrowing seemed to have stopped. And so we said, you know, it's a good time to reserve judgment about whether the narrowing will continue or whether it won't, because we just don't know yet. It's now been 7 years since then. If anybody knows of any data which indicates it's continuing to narrow, I'd love to hear about it. I know of some other recent data that come out which indicates that it's not. So it is an intractable difference. It's not a result of cultural bias in the tests. It's large enough to be, it's not the kind of thing that should be ignored. It's also not the kind of thing which should drive your opinions of people when you see somebody of one race or another. Just as when you see somebody who's an Asian, you shouldn't automatically assume they're smarter than you, even though they may very well be. Because there's enough overlap that it's a very bad predictor for individuals. That's pretty much my reading on where the data stand on the black-white issue right now.